Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 119, Kristen Ostrander, the Bundle Queen. I love this interview because I think it's so timely. We're sitting here starting to think about fourth quarter, right? Everybody's getting involved with the upcoming holidays, right? Halloween is coming. We got to start thinking about the back to school. We're knee deep in back to school, and we talk about that in a segment. But Halloween's coming, and then we start thinking about, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It is a perfect opportunity to rethink the strategy of your business. Everybody's chasing everything, right? You can do toys, and Lord knows we've done our share of toys. But think through what other options you have. Kristen's going to give you some great ideas. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. And man, I am so excited to have my guest back. You were one of the original top five, number five, as a matter of fact, Kristen Ostrander. Welcome back, Kristen.
Thanks for having me back, Stephen. It's very exciting to be speaking to you again.
Well, it's exciting for me because I get to sit back and watch you succeed and succeed and succeed, and yet live a very purposeful life. I'm going to say it that way. You're very purposeful in what you do. You know, you're right now, hey, summer's, I loved your line, summer's short in Michigan, so guess what? I got to take advantage of it, so I'm going to be a little out of touch because my kids are home and, you know, my husband, this is your time. And I think being purposeful is probably part of the reason that you're so successful because you know what you're doing and you're going to do it. But that's it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Summer, you know, I love warm weather and nice, and in Michigan, it's just it's very short. And yeah, I mean, life is short as well. So when I work very purposeful, focused hours, and then I get to be done, and I get to hang with my family and go to the beach and do fun things like that. So
that's awesome. But you know, you're not going to get this time back from your kids. Now, I'm on the other end. My oldest is long gone. I've got grandkids. And my youngest is going to be a junior in college. And so he's getting ready to leave like in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And so we're back to empty nest again. And it's very different. And, you know, you sit back and you think how fast the time goes. So I think you're absolutely smart to cherish those moments because they're going to be gone before you know it.
Yeah, I feel like I can have the rest of my life to work and build business and do all that. I mean, I am, but this time is precious to me because I know I see my oldest is going to be 16 and it just seems like yesterday. So I don't want to waste any.
Wow, moment. 16. You know, I've been on this kick lately about lifestyle, and the word life is such a key part of that word, lifestyle. Do you think, you know, looking at where you are, and you know, I don't want to put anybody else down, but you see your friends, and most, you know, at least in my world, most of them work full time, husband and wife both work full time, and they just can't take advantage of a lot of the things. Now, I'm fortunate; I do work full time, but I'm kind of in management, so I can kind of come and go as I please. But I see so many people who miss so many things. This hasn't. This is intentional on your part too. I mean, this is a big piece of your life, right? Being able to come and go and be involved in your kids' lives.
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why I decided to become an entrepreneur and build business. I mean, at first it was out of necessity and helping supplement my husband's income that was kind of feast or famine. But once I started to build, I just realized I get to be there for them and I get to be involved in all that they do. And yeah, I'm a taxi driver and yeah, I'm, you know, the go-to guy for everything that needs, but I'm happy to be that because I know it's so short. And to be able to work a business that I really enjoy and then spend time with my family and have kind of my own office hours when I choose is nothing beats that.
Well, and in this summer, you've reduced them down. Now, you still working with your mom?
I am. And actually, my mom has moved about 3 hours away from me. So we were working side by side in person, but she's moved 3 hours up north. My dad has been diagnosed with cancer. And so
I'm sorry.
Up north to take care of him. And so he wanted to retire and move up north. So she's 3 hours away, but we're still going strong. As a matter of fact, we've kind of turned a bit of a corner in our business and we're doing almost all wholesale and bundling. And the way that she's there and I'm here, that works just perfectly well for us. And we're doing quite well with that new newer model that we're focusing on.
Well, my best wishes for your father, and I'm sure that's difficult. But I love the fact that, you know, here's a great example. Life has a way of happening, right? And because of the structure, because of the relationship that you guys have developed, you'll survive through it. And I just don't think many other business, let's face it, if you had a brick and mortar store, how would that work, right? I mean, it just would make it almost impossible.
Yeah, and right. That's the beauty of it. That's such the blessing that comes with this business, is that because of what we do, she was able to say, you know, she's able to move, and we're mobile. We can do this business from pretty much anywhere that has an address and an internet connection. So she's able to, it's the freedom and flexibility that it brings that I just wouldn't trade for anything.
You know, and I think that, you know, I'm going to take us to break, but before that, I just want to make this statement that there is risk in anything that you do, and you have to consider it, right? And so the type of business that you go into, the type of relationships you establish in these businesses, be very careful, because life is going to happen. Might not happen to you. In your case, it didn't happen to you. It happened to your mom, and your father. But that happens every day. And if you just build your business thinking, oh, everything's going to be perfect, when nothing's ever going to go wrong, you will fail, because life is going to happen. The ability to have that risk built into it and flexibility, you're a perfect example of being able to roll with it and just move right up and just on. And I admire you for it. And it's just so cool, because this could devastate some people's business. I mean, of course, it's difficult on the family side, but I mean, it could devastate somebody's business. But because you guys have figured that out, I'm telling you, it's just special. Again, build that risk in, because life is going to happen. So, all right, I want to take us to break. And then when we come back, I want to answer some questions from the Mommy Income Group, Kristen's own group. And we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to get into your bundling, because you're the queen of bundling. I'm just going to call you that, because that's what you are. And it's just so impressive. Let's take a quick break. This episode is sponsored by me. Yes, I'm sponsoring my own podcast. This is the ecommercemomentum.com is actually sponsoring it. And it's because I've been able to get the new website up. Not finished by any stretch, but I had to get it up because the player is so much better. You really want to go check out the player. It lets you do so many cool things, including Clammer. And if you don't know what Clammer is, once you try it, you will love it. You can take snippets and send them to somebody else. It's very cool. But I've also added a blog page, and I have my first post up, and they're just short thoughts that I have. I wrote 19 of them when I was on vacation, just different things that I think I'm hopefully going to provoke some thought and get you thinking about really investing in your business, because I think it's time to invest in this lifestyle business, but I want you to invest in your life. And some of these things are going to be about life. Some of these things are going to be about reducing touch points, things that, you know, are on my mind, and I talk to so many people, they're on their mind too. So I think there's some benefit there. So ecommercemomentum.com, when you sign up, you will get 25, yeah, here my big sales pitch, 25 things you can outsource in your business. I think most of them will be intuitive. There's a few there you might say, I didn't even think I could do that, but you can, and I give you a list of different things, all free. And I just hope you sign up, because then you'll receive notifications when I do post a new blog post or when I have a new episode coming out. These episodes, you know, two a week plus some blog posts, I put out a lot of content. I really hope you enjoy it. Again, if you see somebody that you think is worth me interviewing, send me a note, private message me, and I'd love to talk with them. Ecommercemomentum.com is the sponsor. All right, in this segment, we're really going to get into nitty-gritty. Again, think about what else you could be doing in your business. You might have a hot product, and you might have a whole bunch of them. What could you pair up with it? And I think Kristen's model of taking and wholesale and private label and combining them is the smartest business move. I just think it's so replicatable. You can just come up with it, create it, you own it, it's your listing, and you just pound it out. Great opportunity, as she calls it, the poor man's private label. So Q4 is coming, getting ready for it. Prep, now's the time. So take a look at what she has. I'll have a link on the website for you. And, you know, just consider it. Again, don't do everything. Find what you like. But if this is something that interests you, this could be a great opportunity. All right, we're back, and we're talking with Kristen Ostrander. Kristen has a group called Mommy Income, which I am a proud member. You do not discriminate against dads, do you?
Of course not. You don't have to be a dad. You can be a, you know, mom of fur babies. You can be a single person. It doesn't matter. That's just what I called it at the beginning because I was a mommy earning income online and it just made sense. And I had a dream and a vision for the future of it and it's coming to pass. And so it's kind of just it keeps evolving into everything I hoped it would be and more. And so, yeah, we don't discriminate. It's for everyone. It's just that name is special to me. Because of where I was when I decided that's what my business is going to be called.
Well, I'm a proud member. And you know what I love is the positivity in the group. I mean, it's just one of the most positive groups because there are real questions, but there are real answers. And it's not just an answer. It's like, oh, here you can also do this. And then there other people chime in. It's very interactive. And I you just don't see negativity. I mean, it's just I love that about it. And if you don't mind, I want to use the questions from Mommy Income because I think you're qualified to answer them. And one of them you already did answer, but I want to extrapolate a little bit on it. But I just think they're such great questions. And they're so, you know, again, if you're in this business and you want to be part-time, you're looking for moms or dads. I interviewed Matt Cartlett. It's coming out soon. And same thing. He's a stay-at-home dad. And he wanted a lifestyle. If you're looking for that, Mommy Income is the perfect group for you because you're going to find people who are stay-at-home moms, right? And there are some of us dads in there. But generally speaking, you're going to find people who can do this part-time, full-time, around life. And I think that's a great thing to find. Okay, so here's the first question. Ready? Do you think it's too late? You know this question. Do you think it's too late to send in any more back-to-school supplies? Okay, so it's the middle of August, beginning of August, beginning middle. And, you know, back to school happens at different times. Some probably Florida is getting ready to go back to school next week or week and a half. And some of the schools go later. It depends on where they are in the country. Is it too late for back to school supplies? And then you can take and say, you know, is it too late? When's the cutoff to send in for pretty much any of the holidays that have come on?
Yeah, I tell you what, there's like not a cutoff for, well, back to school is one of those that, yeah, in the beginning, you might have a cutoff date. But us in Michigan, we don't go back to school until September 6th, most of us. Maybe some private schools go back early. But, and of course, you know, most people are last minute shoppers. I probably won't buy back to school supplies until like the week before, you know, it's like Labor Day weekend's coming, except for maybe we'll put it off or even after. Some people shop back to school after they're back and they get some more supply lists and they don't want to keep running back and forth to the store and they want to just order on Amazon or whatever. They wait until they're back to school so that they can get lists from teachers. So it's absolutely not too late to send that stuff in.
Okay. And so that's, you know, in your case, it's 4 or 5 weeks out. And so let's just say you're going to send them in. Let's just say it takes a week to get there and get put into the system, right? So that gives you 3 weeks of selling time. Even if it takes 2 weeks, that's 2 weeks of selling time. And as you said, the big rush is really coming. I mean, there's some people that are prepared probably buying it, you know, buying next year's supplies, right? But generally speaking, I think most people are like you. I know, I remember, you know, you got to get index cards, you know, and try to find some place. The only place you go is Walmart because they only open 24 hours and you end up buying these stupid index cards that nobody ever uses, but you had to have them, right? So I can relate. How about other holidays? So, you know, what's next? Halloween. Is it too late to send in stuff for Halloween?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I think people get into a panic as well, even when their stuff gets there. People are last minute shoppers. They are getting back to school. Some people are the early birds and they always will be, but there are those people that will order their Halloween costume on October 28th and pay overnight shipping to make sure that it gets there. I think too late to send in is about a week before. I think that's the last week, making sure you have the lead time for it to arrive. But you know, there's no time like the present. I'm selling Halloween costumes right now daily. That's one of our wholesale accounts. And I've probably sold 2 or 3 in the past day. And it's not too early and it's definitely not too late.
Well, the only one that would get to be a challenge is Q4 with Christmas. And it's not because of the last minute. It's just because they can't process the stuff. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit about getting ready for Q4. But that would be one that would probably have a different set of rules. Agreed?
Agreed. There is definitely a timeline that you need to be mindful of when it's actually holiday related. If it's unrelated to holidays, you don't always have the same crunch. There's kind of a little bit of a strategy there to make sure you still have some inventory left after December 25th because people are cashing in gift cards and making returns and well into January. So there's always a inventory strategy to keep some stuff still stocked for that time period as well.
That's a great point. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Okay. Here's the second question. Can you explain the notice from Amazon we got in regards to higher fees in October, November, and December? I'm not seeing anybody else talking about this, but we all got that notification. Can you explain a little bit about it?
Yes. What they're doing is they're changing their fee structure for the Q4 selling season because they don't want too much too soon, and they don't want too much hanging out after the holiday. So you really, you have to just read the policy. You know, don't always take my word for it. If you're selling on Amazon, it's your responsibility to make sure that you're going into Seller Central and reading the notifications that they send to you, especially based on fee structure. The bottom line really is that they want to you to pay attention to your stock. They don't want you to send in, you know, 1,000 units at the beginning of September and then have it hang out until December. So they want you to be mindful of when it's coming in and out. And so their fee structure is a little bit higher for, I think, prior to October 1st. And then they have a different they have a different structure for October through
December, yeah.
Yeah, and then the fees will change again after that. So what they're looking for is the ebb and flow of inventory to properly be there and hopefully sell and be gone. So they've got some lower prices on certain things and higher prices on others because they just really want you to be moving items.
Yeah, I think somebody said it this way, and it really resonated very well with me, is they use the term warehouse. They're not a warehouse. They are a fulfillment service, and so they don't want to warehouse your goods, right? Because it's expensive, right? They got to keep it. They want to process your goods. They want you to send it in so they can send it out. They want to fulfill orders, not store. And let's face it, we all have that long-term storage fee coming up in a few weeks. It is really soon now. It's less than 2 weeks. It is very expensive. There's a 6-month fee. There's a 12-month fee. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking at a pretty big chunk of cash. Now I'm reducing it down. I've already gotten quite a bit of it out, but mine's pretty large. How about you?
Not so much. We really try to pay attention. We have some things, but we really try to pay attention to the ebb and flow of inventory, and we like to cut our losses, so to speak, which we don't have much of. When we're doing bundles, and which is we call poor man's private label, when we're doing our bundles, we take a good account of what's selling and how many per day, and we try to send in just about enough to get ourselves through a 30-day window, so we don't have too many things hanging around waiting to be sold. We have in the past, you know, there's things you have to cut your losses on, especially after Q4 if things don't go as well as you planned, but we really try to pay close attention to the things that go in and out so that we know about how much stock to put in so that we don't inquire all those fees that.
Okay. Very good. I love it. All right. Last question. Does anyone ever pay someone to create a listing for Amazon FBA? So apparently this person's a little intimidated about creating a listing and they're thinking, hey, can I pay someone? Are there services out there that will create listings for you?
I'm sure that there are. I actually I held my tongue on that question, believe it or not, because I was going to volunteer to do it. I actually am very good at creating listings. I'm good at creating, looking up specific keywords. I like certain bullet points. I feel like I've kind of figured it out, but I figured it out for my own niche. So I don't know what kind of product they have. I almost offered to do it. And then I thought, I don't know what that could be a new service we could add. I know I do bundle review service for people that want to test out a bundle, but they just have some questions about it. But I just thought about that. It's a possibility. There's pros and cons to both, because if you don't do it yourself, you're hindering yourself and your business from doing it in the future. However, I can't say enough about outsourcing. If it is not your strong suit, if it's something you'd rather just pass off to somebody else because your time is better spent on researching for new inventory that's going to give you profit, clearly creating a listing is, you know, not something you have to do yourself. I think it's a skill you probably should know just in case something happens, but by all means, if you're willing to outsource, outsourcing buys you time, and your time is probably more valuable than hiring it out to someone else who could probably do, you know, several in a couple hours to where, I don't know, I'm all about outsourcing, I think, as long as it's to the proper person and for the right reasons.
I love it. Well, you know, you bring up a point that I was thinking about after your last answer for the question prior. You know, there's the fact that there's two of you, And we're talking about, we can jump into the bundle discussion. But the fact that there's two of you, does that give you an advantage? Because you mentioned tracking your bundles and to see what sells and what doesn't sell. So it's harder when you're a one-person show to do everything. Is it an advantage that you, because you have a full partner, your mom, that really gives you that competitive advantage, you think?
Absolutely. Because there's two sets of skill sets, two sets of heads, two sets of hands. We also have an employee and a VA. So we have people that are on our team, because I believe that you cannot scale past a certain amount without extra hands.
What's the amount? Go ahead, say it. I know there are people doing millions and they're outliers. So let's take the outliers out of the discussion, because I think we know people that are doing, $200, and there are people doing $100,000 by themselves.
Once you start to get to, and mind you, the way we built was more retail arbitrage, and now we're more into wholesale. But I think starting at around $400,000 or $500,000 is really when you're going to need to get some major help. I know before my mom, I was sinking. I couldn't grow past a certain amount without getting some help. And yeah, you take yourself a pay cut, especially if you're going to take a 50% partner, but then we each only work, 20 hours a week or so. And,
Well, that's awesome. So wait a second. So you're each working half time, half is, if we assume 40 hours is regular time, because there's two of you, you both can put in partial weeks in essence.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. Now, that's a very cool
point. Mom has an excellent research background and excellent research. She loves the research. She likes to look at new products and come up with different bundles and things like that. And that's a skill set that she really has. I don't mind the photography. I don't mind the listing creation. I don't mind running ads and taking care of some other things like that. And I don't mind retail arbitrage even. It's still kind of fun for me. So we balance each other very well. We have different skill sets and different things we enjoy, which is something I would be looking for if I was going to bring on someone else to do other things. It's looking for almost opposite skill sets so that you can complement each other.
And so some of the things she does, you don't want to do, and vice versa, right?
Absolutely.
So let's think about it this way. So the two of you working part-time, in essence, because it's not like you take a full-time income and divide it into two. You take in a full-time income, divided into two, and then scaled it up, correct?
We did.
That's very cool.
And we were able – and outsourcing was – when we were kind of getting overwhelmed with, the prep and ship, even into wholesale, we just kind of looked at each other and we said we could keep this to one full day only if we hired someone else to help us, because that would be the 4 or 5 hours it was getting into the next day by bringing another set of hands in. And now it's even, we can have an 8-hour day of shipping and prep and still go to lunch and come back and have it all done when there's three of us. So that was probably the best investment I ever made.
It's just so smart. I hope people hear that, right? So if you're hitting, Kristen's saying she hit a wall by herself and got to a pretty good size. And then her and her mom went in and you cut back and she came in at whatever that half. And now you scaled up to the next level. And then you said, whoa, this is approaching again on interfering in that life of lifestyle business. And so you brought in some more help. So when you start bumping up against those things, were there things that just, again, you started recognizing again, saying, whoa, I'm back to that same place again. I need to more help. Were there little triggers that you caught?
Yes. Time was the number one thing. When we started running over and realizing that we couldn't get our full shipments done in one day, which is what we liked. UPS comes once a week and we spend our Mondays packing and shipping and listing and getting stuff out the door. And I don't want to do that more than one day a week. And so when it started to infringe upon my other time, I decided, nope, I'd rather hire someone out and cut a little bit of my profit out than to spend a whole nother day, because rich or poor, big or small, it doesn't matter. Time doesn't discriminate. Every person only gets 168 hours a week, and no matter what happens, you can't buy any more of that. So I would rather spend the money on hiring help than to spend a whole nother day packing and shipping.
I love it. So you're now still getting everything done on Mondays, I guess that's what you said, mm-hmm. right? And does that employee only work the one day a week for you?
Yep.
Okay. And so you found somebody who just wanted that limited hours in their life and they could adjust their life, right? And I love it because it's very defined, very specific. How many are you working the other 4 days a week or the other 6 days a week? I mean, what are you doing generally?
Work Monday through Friday. I want to say like 9:30 to 3:30. And that's kind of willy-nilly, I suppose. I mean, we have the Mommy Income Group, so we're always doing stuff for that. We do coaching. We create classes and products. So the other days a week, I'm mostly doing that. I know on Mondays I do shipping, but Thursdays are more Amazon sourcing, whether that's placing wholesale orders or, you know, just Amazon-related kind of stuff. I keep that. So that's kind of only a couple of days a week with a few hours scattered here and there to do, you know, extra Amazon stuff that comes up, you know, things you don't think about or looking at the repricers or making sure, you know, that everything's, all the duckies are in a row. But the rest of the time I'm pretty flexible.
Well, I was going to ask that. So when you get an improvement, I was sitting there thinking about if you get a technological improvement or a shortcut or somebody teaches you a trick or Amazon changes something and makes your life easier, what do you do with that time? Do you invest it back into your life or you invest it back into the business, or does it depend? I mean, probably depends makes more sense, but generally speaking, what's your goal? Are you trying to add more back into your life?
Well, it's kind of both because I happen to love most aspects of all that I do. So I do eBay as well, which I've learned to hire out. And so I do love the hunt of that. And I love doing parts of that. I like the Amazon business that I'm doing. And I really love helping people in the Mommy Income Group and coaching. And I really like to create classes and help people along the journey. I think there's a lot of beginners out there that are kind of left to the YouTube world because there's a lot of advanced classes out there, a lot of very expensive things. And I remember being a broke beginner and there wasn't even anything out there, hardly at the time, that there wasn't classes or books. I mean, Chris Green's retail arbitrage was barely even out. There was FBA forums. So there wasn't much out there. And so Amy and I at Mommy Income really are focused on trying to help the little guy, I guess, someone that wants to get started, someone who wants the lifestyle we have. And we want to tell them it's possible and it's not easy and it's not a get rich quick scheme, but we know how to get you there. And so we're trying to focus on things that we're going to help those people.
Perfect segue. Okay. So Amy is Amy Fearman at Kristen's partner on the Mommy Income Group. Specific. And you do a lot of coaching in that. And so I do want to take a second and say thank you because one of the cool things about what I do is I talk to so many people, right? So I know everybody, right? And when somebody comes to me for help, and generally I can help them myself and I try to, but there are times they need more help than I'm able to give them, right? And so I have asked certain people, and Kristen is one of them, could you help this person with blah, blah, blah? And Kristen was like, not even pause. It was, of course. There was no, you know, and I'm like, hey, she didn't have the money. Done. And you helped her. She sent me the nicest note saying that you were put into her life. It was very touching. I don't want to repeat what she said, but it was a very special moment for me. And I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it's just very cool when you can make a difference in some, and you made the difference, not me, when you can make a difference in someone's life and you made a difference in that person's life. And it was very, very cool. So I want to say thank you publicly for that. So I really appreciate that.
That was, you know, I was flattered that you asked me. And I also, you know, that's just, that is my heart. Even my husband says that. He's like, you know, it's nice for you to charge and that's great, but I know you'd do it for free. You know, it's just, I genuinely want to help people. And I genuinely believe that, especially different business models in Amazon and other platforms that I've helped people with, it's possible. It's just, you know, you have to have the right direction, the right focus, and the right help.
And the ability to ask a question, because a stupid question, because we all have them. I still have them, you know, and when we start out, you have hundreds of them, you know. And so to be able to ask it without being treated like you're feeling like you're stupid. And I think there's groups, there's so many groups, and I tell people all the time, you have to find the person that you'll resonate with, that person that you can connect with, that you and them are on the same page. I do want to mention your episode number 5 again, just because when you mentioned about your eBay, and it's a very cool story about how Kristen outsources eBay. We addressed that in episode number 5. Go back and listen to it because it's a very cool story. It's worthwhile. If you're in eBay now and you're thinking, hey, I want to give it up, you don't have to give it up. Kristen will explain how that works, and we already went through that. But I want to talk about now is I want to talk about some of the programs that you have, the coaching programs that you have, because, again, I think you do have a special niche, the beginner who's probably a little unsure of themselves. It seems that you do really well with that person. So talk about some of the services that you offer.
Well, our goal is really to give people precise information that they don't have to spend. I mean, we're in a lifestyle business. I don't want to lead you to, I mean, there's great stuff on YouTube. We have great stuff on YouTube. It's absolutely free and worth watching and things like that. But, you know, when you're trying to start a business, you usually have a reason. It's usually for, you know, you're probably trying to make some money and you probably don't have a lot of time. I mean, who has any double of both of those? So, you know, we really try to gear towards the people that really could use some good, solid information, cost a little bit of money, but it's not going to break the bank, because I think people honor that more if they pay for something. They spend more time on it. They're more dedicated to it. But we also know that there needs to be good, solid, trustworthy information out there to just get you started. This is not rocket science, but there are a lot of rules and regulations and ins and outs that you need to learn. So a lot of our products are kind of just geared towards those things. We have a bundles class and a wholesale class.
Mm. Well, let's talk and break them down, because I still go back to what you call it, the poor man's bundle. That's what Andy Slamons calls it, too, the poor man's private label, a bundle. But I think it's so genius because you're taking a product from ideally from one store or account or manufacturer, and ideally something from another one, so it makes it a little hard to replicate, and you're putting them together, but they are complementary, right? And it all of a sudden, you're the only seller. You get all the benefits of private label where you have the exclusive right to sell it. You set the price. You have no competition on it, right? Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely, yeah. Bundles are becoming our number one at this moment. I think last time I checked, it was about 75 or 80% of our sales come from unique bundles.
No kidding. That's impressive. Let me just tell you, I've not heard anybody say that number before. Wow.
Well, I will be honest. I'm like, get real, Kristen, over here. I don't like to sugarcoat anything because I want people to understand that this is real. Most people don't do bundles because they're generally more work. But we've actually weighed the pros and cons of, do I want to spend 3-4 days a week doing retail arbitrage, getting 2-3 items or onesie twosie items, or do I want to spend that money and hire somebody to wholesale order things that are dropped off at my door, and then I just hire someone to prep them, and it still only takes one day. That to me is worth more because I get more time, and time can't be purchased. So,
can you give me an example of a bundle? Not one that you're doing. Give me an example of a bundle, because I think people struggle. They think it has to be, I'm thinking of a guitar and guitar strings and guitar picks, and it's a bad example, but give me an example of how simple a bundle can be and how complicated one can be.
Okay, so what you just said was actually perfect. So skip the guitar and maybe look up the most common guitar strings and maybe put guitar strings and picks or maybe a tuner together or a string cleaning rag, which my son plays guitar, so I know that these things are important to where he uses things like that. So that would be a great bundle.
Well, and you just made a point. You just looked around your house and you could come up with a bundle, right? And is that how your mind goes?
It really does. Kind of thinking about what things go together. What would be more convenient to pick out in a package than it would to surf the net or even surf Amazon and add this to your cart and then add this to your cart and add this to your cart? There's a lot of things that people automatically purchase together. And so you just think about what are those things and you put them together in a bundle. And it's like a convenience pack. I mean, people buy things at Costco in convenience packs because it costs a little bit less and it's just easy to get it all at once.
You know, it's funny you say that because Leron Hirschhorn mentioned that he was walking down Costco's aisles. He's like, so many bundle opportunities, you know, so many, because you could see it, you know, you just start to think that way. And so, you know, peanut butter and jelly, right? I mean, not a but that's a complimentary item that somebody would buy. So when you're looking for things, you're looking for things that, as you said, when they buy the one, they buy toothpaste, they buy a toothbrush or vice versa, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the thinking. Okay, so how do you handle the work with it, though? Because it is more work. So you got your guitar, you got your guitar strings, and you got your guitar rags, right? You got to box them together. You got to bag them together. Isn't it a hassle?
It depends on your personality and what you prefer to do with your time. Yes, it can be more of a hassle to do that together, but it's also more time consuming to process, list, and ship, say 200 or 300 different items, because you're, you know, making sure you're examining each one, and you say you have, you know, 2 of these, 3 of these, 4 of these, to where my bundles, I have 250 of the same thing.
So, yeah. And you're bagging some of those other things anyway, too, right? So you're prepping them.
Absolutely. So it actually cuts down on prep time, because it's like this assembly line, repetitious product. You don't have to think as much. It's just like grab one, grab two, grab three, put it in the bag, put the sticker on it, put it in a box. To where other things, you're like, okay, let me grab this. I have to scan the barcode. I have to put the sticker on it. I have to maybe de-sticker something, and maybe that needs a poly bag. So it's actually 6 to 1, half a dozen to the other. I actually think that our bundle process is a little bit faster.
Mm, I love it. Have you figured out, do you buy, now that you do 80% of your items or bundles, what percentage of them do you have in boxes going to them saying, hey, this is a set, don't separate? And then did you get into custom boxes, or do you just have a standard that you kind of put things in?
Our items are lighter weight, and they go in poly bags. So okay. It's kind of self-explanatory that they don't open the poly bag. So we don't box a whole lot of items. It's just not the niche that we're in. But okay. Yeah, that can sort. You have to add that into your prices. Poly bags are inexpensive, to where boxes might be a little bit more costly. But yeah, take that into consideration. But I'm so convinced that wholesale and bundles together are just the match made in heaven. That's one of the reasons we do a beginner's wholesale class and a bundle class, like a combination. They're two separate classes, but we offer them kind of as a package deal, because I believe that they go hand in hand. You can absolutely do retail arbitrage bundles, and we have, and we moved away from that once we got more into wholesale, but there are still plenty out there. Like the health and beauty category is full of them, grocery is full of them, even toys. So there's toys you have to be a little bit more careful with, because there's a lot of name brands that frown upon putting their items together.
Okay. But I think you're absolutely right. Putting the two, the wholesale and the bundling together, really makes the most sense, because it's replicatable, right? You're building, you know, how many new bundles, you know, if you're doing the volume you are, how many bundles are you adding a week now? How long has it been since you've added a new bundle?
We do monthly, because that's when we try to order our products, kind of a monthly quantity, because otherwise it's just a lot more work to try to put the orders in. It's easier to get a 30-day count than a 2-week count. So okay. We try to do that. But yeah, we add them as we need to, as we continually add them. I would say maybe one or two a month, and depends on if others fizzle out. You know, sometimes things ebb and flow. They come in and out of style. Sometimes brands discontinue things. So you always have to be mindful that just because you have a bundle or a product or even a replenishable, nothing lasts forever in the FBA world. Everything's always changing. So be on your toes and ready to produce that next bundle when one of them fizzles out, or just they discontinue a component, or the wholesaler ups their price. You know, it's got to be profitable all the way around.
Yeah, there's one thing for certain. It will change, right? That's for sure. And so then are you a holiday bundler too?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you could take advantage of the fourth quarter. And I think that's another great segue, because I don't want to miss, you have a course coming out about preparing for the fourth quarter, correct?
Yes.
Walk me through it. I know it's early and I know it's premature, but I still want to hear about it, because I think people need to.
It is the second annual Jumpstart to Q4 class. Last year, this was a popular class, and it's kind of a limited time, because you've got to get in and learn the stuff and get going. And so we've decided we're going to do it again this year. And it's just a way to start preparing for Q4. There's major dates that are involved. We talk Halloween, we talk Thanksgiving, we talk Christmas, we touch on Black Friday, and go all the way through mid-January with Q4. I believe Q4 kind of extends into mid-January. And so we talk about kind of where to get things, what to buy, what to bundle, inventory levels, sending things in, which is going to be a little bit tweaked this year because of their new rules with the new fee schedules and lead times. So we cover all of these things, especially if you're brand new to Q4. You have no idea what to expect, and this is something that will help you. Plus, it's live. The initial class is live, so there's a Q&A at the end, so you can fire away all of your questions at the end, and Amy and I will be both present to answer those.
Well, because if you're new to selling on FBA, or if you're thinking about it, Q4 is like three quarters of your year in most people's business. I mean, it's so exponential in most people. There are outliers, again, who have no increase in their business. They sell steady throughout the year. But generally speaking, there's so many more people shopping online, and that's what really drives the traffic, right? And so you've got to be ready, and you're going to deal with the bumps, because there are bumps, right? Things don't go smoothly in Q4, right? Last year, they were moving inventory around on us all, weren't they?
Oh, boy. They certainly were, and that's one of the reasons why we try to tell people, be prepared and get it there early. And you don't want to send in your Christmas related stocking items in, December 15th. You're going to be disappointed, if it's absolutely holiday related. Now, there's lots of things that sell beyond Q4 that sell better in Q4, but will still have some sales afterwards. But we go beyond, buy all the hot toys and things like that. There's just a lot of different inventory strategies that everyone can capitalize on without feeling like you have to hit Toys R Us every week.
And you brought up a great point earlier, is that people get gift cards. We give gift cards for everybody because we don't have family that lives by us. So it's just easier to send them a gift card. And now my wife sends them electronically some way too, which is pretty cool. But that extends, if they're not getting it till Christmas, that means they're not going to buy it until the week after or 2 weeks after or even 3 weeks after in some cases. So really January is also, as you say, really kind of considered at Q4, at least half of it, maybe three quarters of it. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, and there's also holidays that people, I think, are so focused on Christmas and toys and things like that, that there's so many things that people forget. In general, they say 250 million Americans are shopping on Amazon during Q4. They're ready to open their wallets, and they add more to their cart than most any other time of the year. And so they're also buying things that they normally buy, their shampoo, their conditioner, their grocery items, their, socks, I don't know what else, but they're still buying those things. So you got to remember not to forget your average everyday item.
That's a great point. Great point. The other thing is your regional products, sending them in, because people who used to live where you live can't get that stuff anymore. And so around the holidays, family coming together, it's just so neat when you could see somebody, oh, look at these, I remember those. That's happened at a lot of different events I've been to. And I'm like, man, where'd you get that? On Amazon, and it's just so neat. And it's just such a great time. So your course is going to be hopefully live by the time I put this out. So I'm going to put a link to the course with all the details. They have a landing page. I'll put a link in the podcast episode and I'll announce it in the beginning when I put it out. It's going to come out in August here. And really, the time to sign up is soon, because as you said, Halloween's coming, right? You're selling Halloween stuff now.
Absolutely.
But it's not too late, is it? It's not too late.
And the live class is actually on September 1st.
Oh, perfect.
We'll have a little bit of time here to kind of get signed up, because after that, it's going to close. Because it really is kind of a time-sensitive thing. It's not something that's always available at Mommy Income. It doesn't make sense to have it in February. So it's kind of a time-sensitive thing, because we want people to get started. It's not too early. And the earlier, especially if you're doing wholesale, like I've already ordered things for New Year's because my wholesalers are telling me to put my orders in. I mean, you don't pay for it now, but you have to be ready to order those things. And it's
because they have to order them.
Right.
They have to have them manufactured, and they have to have a lead time. So they've got to build all that in and work their way backwards. Yeah, I agree. And the inventory gets, when you deal with wholesale, inventory, they produce X amount, And then that's it. They move on to the next thing. Once that inventory is sold, you're not going to get it. That's why there's sellouts, right? That's why people run out of product, because they're, you know, just to get it started again, they're just not thinking that way. They're now on to, you know, as you say, you're already buying New Year's, but then they're probably on to St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day, right? Yeah, that's a great point. Okay, so I'm going to have links for Mommy Income. I'm going to have links for all your courses, but especially this ramp to Q4, because the timeliness is, you know, give us something, you know, not for somebody, you know, to get past stuck, because I think that you offer so much of those things, and you got to get in groups and you got to get around like-minded people. I think that's just so important. But give us something for somebody new starting out, you know, who's a little afraid to take that first step. Help them make the step.
My question to them, I guess, would be, what do you really have to lose and what do you really want? Because you're not going to get any farther ahead by sitting on your hands. So my greatest advice is to do something, do anything. And that doesn't mean watch another YouTube video or comment on another Facebook group. It means take an action, go scan a product or open your box and start prepping to send a first shipment in. Nothing will ever get done if you have analysis paralysis and you don't actually take any action. So take baby steps are still steps. So take a baby step towards your business goals.
That's my new line. That could be a merch shirt. Baby steps are still steps. I love it. Kristen, man, I thank you so much. You talking anywhere soon? I know you've been out on the tours doing some speaking at some different events. Anything coming up right around the next month or two?
Not right at the moment. We're considering Ecom Chicago, but we're not really sure if we're going to go there or not. But, you know, nothing on the docket as of right now.
Well, if you get a chance, she's worth listening to. I thank you so much. I'll put all the contact stuff there. I wish you nothing but success, continued success, and say hi to your mom for me. Take care.
Thank you.
Man, another great interview. She is just awesome. Hey, check out Mommy Income. Check out what they're doing for Q4. The time is upon you. Again, now's the time to think about it. Do you want to just do end cap? Lots of people do it. That's a challenge. Lots of people make money at it, but some don't. Think through what you want to do. ecommercemomentum.com. Check out, I've been blogging a little bit, some written stuff. Probably not the best writer. Like to talk a little bit more than I like to write. But check it out. Free to join. Some information. If you do sign up, you get 25 things you can outsource in your business. All free. ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.